The Red Thread, Part 2. Jesus is the connecting thread. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John chapter 6, verses 33 and 51. In the previous article, we saw that our Lord Jesus died as the ransom for Adam, and hence for all mankind, and that he died on the cross to redeem Israel from the curse of the law. Jesus died at Passover in the spring of 33 AD at the age of 33. From his baptism in 29 AD to his death in 33 AD was 3.5 years. Thus, Jesus presented himself to be baptized at Jordan at the age of 30, in the fall of 29 AD, probably following the Feast of Tabernacles. We see Jesus as the bullock of the Atonement Day sacrifices. We also see that Jesus went through the 3.5 years of experiences, trials, and tests to qualify him as the sympathetic high priest, able to restore mankind back to perfection. The Lamb of God. We study the Passover annually and understand the symbolism that the Passover lamb represents our Lord Jesus. The firstborn of Israel being passed over pictures the saving power of Jesus as our Passover lamb. We understand the nation of Israel being delivered from the bondage of Egypt represents the world of mankind being delivered from the bondage of death. But are there other lambs that represent the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament? Yes, there are. They are found in the tabernacle arrangement and again, later, in the temple arrangement. Every day, the priests were to offer 2 lambs, one in the morning, the other in the evening, as a daily offering. This is referred to in Exodus chapter 29, 38, and Numbers chapter 28, verses 3 and 4. This is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The 1 lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, in Hebrew, between the 2 evenings. Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 and 39. The morning sacrifice and prayer was allowed at any time between the rising of the sun and the 3rd hour, 9 a.m., according to reprint 2953. The time of the evening sacrifice and prayer is Bein Harbayim, between the evenings, that is, between the sun's declining west and his setting, about 3 o'clock p.m. For the Jews observe 2 evenings in each day. The first commences after 12 o'clock at noon, and the second at 3 o'clock p.m. Between these 2 evenings, the daily evening sacrifice was offered up, and immediately after the Passover lamb was killed and prepared. Reprint 29:53. Why 2 lambs? Exodus 29, verse 38 says the 2 lambs were to be day by day continually. What is the point of continually? Here are 2 options. 1. It is always to be done from this point forward, a generational responsibility. Exodus 29, verse 42. 2. The fire is to burn without going out. Leviticus 6, verses 9 through 13. Both of these seem valid. But why 2 lambs? Were 2 lambs used daily to ensure that the fire would burn continually? If so, then why not have the lambs offered 12 hours apart to better provide continuity through the day? Why 6 hours apart? The answer seems to pertain to Jesus' experience at his crucifixion. On the day Jesus died, he was taken early in the morning to Pilate, Mark 15, verse 1. He was before Pilate at 6 a.m., for John 19, 14, using Roman time, says, about the 6th hour, he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. Jesus was placed on the cross at 9 a.m. It was the 3rd hour when they crucified him, Mark chapter 15, verse 25. At noon, the 6th hour came, and darkness fell over the whole land until the 9th hour, Mark 15, verse 33, which was the time of Jesus' death. At the 9th hour, Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last, Mark 15, verses 34 and 37. Thus, Jesus was placed on the cross mid-morning, consistent with the offering of the morning sacrifice, and died mid-afternoon, consistent with the offering of the evening sacrifice. Jesus was put on the cross in order to endure the deepest curse of the law, hanging on a cross. He subsequently died for Adam and all his race. Acts chapter 2 speaks of the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came on Jewish believers, even causing some of them to speak with tongues as a testimony of the Spirit's influence. Acts 2:15 specifies the time, the third hour of the day, the same time of day that Jesus was placed on the cross. Later, when the gospel went to the Gentiles, Cornelius was the first recipient. Acts chapter 10 verse 3 says that he was visited by a vision at the ninth hour, 3 p.m., the time Jesus died, to send for Peter. Cornelius referred to this again when speaking with Peter. 4 days ago to this hour, I was praying in my house during the ninth hour, Acts chapter 10 verse 30. At which time the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message, and they were baptized into Christ, Acts chapter 10 verse 44. Jesus died as a perfect man to ransom Adam and his progeny. It did not matter how Jesus died, but he had to give himself willingly as a perfect man. Because Israel was under the additional burden of the law, in order to redeem all Israelites, Jesus additionally took on himself the deepest curse of the law. He hung on a tree, the wood of the cross, thus to redeem even the most guilty. Thus Jesus provides a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Luke chapter 2, verse 32. The immediate benefits of his offering came to the church in the gospel age. Then, in the kingdom to come, Christ and the church will bless all the families of the earth, as promised to Abraham. How thankful we are for Jesus, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. The Red Thread. Why this title? The life of man is represented in the blood. Offering blood symbolizes giving life. The life and death of Israel's Messiah and our Savior is what threads together 1. The Adamic curse, 2. The law covenant, 3. The ransom, 4. The lambs of God, and 5. The events of the cross. All for the purpose of ransoming mankind from the grave and setting up the process for the restoration of man, mind, and body to perfection. Then all will be in harmony with their Creator and Heavenly Father. Oh, what a Savior!